Someone once asked if my brother was my son, because he's 15 years younger than me.
I mean, that's
is he?
Is my brother my son?
It's. I mean, yeah. You can knock and roll it. No. I've seen Colin. That's actually a fair question.
Your brother's son.
My brun.
Your Souther.
This is my Souther from the south.
Saddy.
You're Souther from the same mother?
Barf.
Brother, and what's the arf?
It's like it's a dyslexic person reading the word alf. That alien.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not dyslexic. And nobody
I can't explain their motives. I'm not dyslexic.
I'm pretty sure we know basically factually that Colin is dyslexic.
Yeah. No doctor ever told me I was dyslexic.
Sure, but coming from someone who is dyslexic, I'm like, man, Colin and me have a lot of the same like little mannerisms, tidbits, and mess ups.
Also, so. You handed him that little dyslexia test. He's like, what? I don't get it.
If you could read it, if you could glean the meaning of it, then I don't see why the words have to be in the right order. If my brain can just fix it, who cares?
Yeah, that's a very common coping, like, I mean, all humans kind of do that to an extent, but people with dyslexia pick that up very early.
I don't even remember. Were all the words misspelled, or were they just in the wrong order?
Use the funny font.
I need fonts to be very big and very plain. But not
there's a font
for dyslexia.
for personal reasons.
Just because I like it.
I think it's neat.
Wasn't it like a week ago or 2 weeks ago where I was telling you like all of the issues that I went through growing up with dyslexia? And then you were like, yeah, I had that too. Yep. 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 And I was like, yeah. And then in sixth grade, my teacher was like, oh, you're dyslexic. Here, let's do this. And he were just like, fuck.
That was this week. But yeah. I've been, ignoring that conversation.
Smart.
Repressing it as one ought to do.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you didn't have like ADD or ADHD as a young child, I mean, that's, you know.
All right. Well, I gotta go. And I'm
welcome
gonna
to
I'm gonna go
welcome to armchair therapy for your friends.
Because I know I can read a book if I want.
This is a much lighter episode than last week.
This is
so
really
good.
Having a Floyd Mayweather versus 50 Cent vibes now.
Previously on Gifted. My dear wife is still in there somewhere.
So you're telling me I could just push all my power and I go back to being normal?
To do what?
To free the souls within.
They're only interested in getting rid of this thing. They don't care if they fucking get rid of you.
There must be an entrance somewhere in the city. We just need to find it.
But if this is, you know, it for me, I want you to know that none of it was your fault.
You got a villainous girlfriend in San Francisco that we've never met.
Yeah, she had this big long braid. She's really hot, all right? You'll see her when we go there, all right?
I would not kill you lightly.
Would your wife want that? Would she want you to commit all of these horrible acts to see her?
He looks you in the eyes and he says, just don't lose. You can see that in the 80 years since the bomb went off, remnants of the city are overgrown. The figure skids to a stop through the brush and you get a look at her. Coming out of the back of her helmet is a long black braid.
Is this prime fucking evil?
How was your flight? I hope you're feeling up for a rematch. Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. I'm joined by three strangers I've never met before. Who are you?
Hi, this is a Wendy's, and my name is your cashier, Alex. That's my full name. Your cashier, Alex.
Hi, I'm your cashier, Alex. I'm Dan.
My name is, hi, I'm your cashier, Alex. And I'm going to be playing the role of Paul Morph, otherwise known as Mimic.
Hi, I'm customer Colin. I'm here to get the Baconator meal. And I guess I'm not sure how I got into this, but I guess I play Harvey Waits.
Medium or large on the meal, sir?
Just medium. Trying to watch the figure.
Okay. Would you like to add any of the add-ons from the value menu?
Yeah. Could I get a chocolate frosty?
We have the new strawberry one. Would you like to try that today? Our chocolate frosties are down currently.
And hi, I'm Drew. I'm stuck in the drive-thru for whatever reason. They have not like asked me anything. I've pinged like twice. But I'm reading off the menu here, and it looks like I'm going to be playing Max. And, you know, really just happy to be here.
Yeah, and I, as the Wendy's manager, I step in because we're short-staffed, and I take your order.
Did you say short-staffed or shit-staffed? Both are correct, I think.
I said short.
Oh, you're shit.
Both obviously. Of them work.
You're shit-staffed. I love it. Sorry, we are so shit staffed, like right in front of the plate.
Yeah, my workers are totally shit. Might as well not even be.
Mom, I'm so sorry, we're shit staffed today. We have to be behind the counter.
Unskilled labor, you know?
Oh, God. Woo. Great, boy. Off to the races today.
Fucking banger of an intro, boys.
Best one yet. I'm calling it.
I had no fucking idea where that was going. I just knew that Alex was going to say something stupid.
Yeah, so I think you figured out the trick to intro. Say something kind of off, and I'm going to just roll it in the dumbest way imaginable, and then that just gets us going, apparently.
I think what's more accurate is that you just break for a second. I just see like your dial-up connection.
Well, because I've been so ready for like weeks that it's just like, hi, these are my players, and you've been slightly shifting it a couple times, and I'm just so not ready for that curveball of something that like I'm ready to ace this test, can't fail this one, and you're like, oh, I've completely changed the subject of the test, students, and I'm like, no.
I never know if I should play just the straight guy of this and just be completely normal when you guys go off the rail or what, but I'm always tempted to.
So, I guess we'll get this show on the road then. So, you guys are standing among the ruins of San Francisco, and Viper has appeared. She lunged at Aaron, and Aaron narrowly escaped certain death.
God. Oh, I thought Aaron was about to just get fucking immediately bodied again, as per usual.
There's still time for that. Still time for that, but I thought you guys should be there to witness it.
Thank you.
And maybe even be responsible for it.
Oh, if you insist, I kill Aaron.
Can't fuck Aaron. and then Primeval bursts out from a building nearby, and he's basically wrapped himself in a tree, Ren and Six style. Yeah, so I guess my question to you guys is, what do? You kind of have a face off
here. Now, when you say she Viper lunged at Aaron, okay?
Yeah.
Did she, like was it a punch or was it like a grapple? Like, what is she, like, what is she?
You didn't see. She was just a blur
of
movement.
She was so fast.
So fast.
Okay. Can I become her pants?
I'm so shocked by this turn of events.
Oh my god.
Is this the first time you've asked that for a female?
Yes.
It just felt really weird, and I've never had that feeling until right now.
Yes, it is.
I think you should examine your double standards.
Which goes to show you sexism works both ways, Drew. Okay, so fucking Jesus Christ. So I would like to, is there another tree near Environmental Man?
Sure. I don't really understand where this is going though.
I'm having a tree fight.
You cannot possess trees.
They're organic.
You can't possess living matter.
Yeah. I mean, I figure most of the trees here were like dead, or they're like not nuclear fallout trees. Okay.
I don't know why you would think that. No, there's been at least 50 years of growth probably on these bad boys.
What inorganic matter is around me actively?
There's like rusty remains of cars, motorcycles, street lamps, maybe.
Ooh. Okay. Any near
bricks
any of
from
them,
a building?
Any of them near him?
Sure. What you got in mind?
I just want to
just roll
I just
it.
Bonk him on the head with something. I don't know.
Is you gonna try and bonk him on the head with something? All right. Well, what is that something? Tell me.
Oh God.
Tell me.
Jesus. Well, how about I go into a rusty car and just transform into a mecha transformer style? Can I do that?
Oh fuck. That would have been rad.
Can I do that?
That's a really cool idea. I'm not sure how it would actually work.
Me either.
Because regular cars
can't do that.
Can't do that.
Okay, I have a really good
maybe this car is so rusted that you just move the parts of it.
I like to think that I just like the axles are bending and I'm just like fucking ambling over like little legs.
Okay.
Rock 'em sock 'em robot style. Let's fucking go.
Well, let's do. I'm trying to decide if I should make you roll for this or not.
I feel like I should unleash my powers for. Like, this is. I feel like way out of the realm of what I usually do with possessing shit, in all fairness. All
right, fair enough. Thank you for giving me the green light. Please roll. Yeah. Unleash your powers.
And I'm rolling freak. Let's see. Being like a freak in a car. Fuck. Please say I can make that better. Yes! It would have been a 6, but plus 1 makes it 7.
Sure. So you got a 7 after your plus 1, which was from Freak. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So you got a 7. So you tell me, either mark your condition or you tell me how it's unstable or
you
temporary.
You know it's unstable. The car's rusty. I imagine it's going to fall apart after I go for a punch or something. Car punch.
Okay, so let's do this. You're going to get, how about this? Describe to me like what this looks like, maybe what kind of vehicle it is. I'd love to hear more about this.
Okay. What year was this place obliterated theoretically?
In the 40s.
Okay. So it's going to be a real fucking old, you know, Chevy of some kind, I imagine.
Okay.
Like one of those old vintage ones. And yeah, I'm just going to like bend those wheel axles, just kind of shamble my way over, and I'm just gonna try and like belly flop him with the fucking car, see if that works.
Okay. So we have a follow up roll here, which is directly engage a threat.
Woo 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 woo. That sounded like vague, like the Mandalorian. Woo 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 woo. Plus danger, perfect for me. Ooh, that's
brother.
7 6
okay,
and a 1
so,
makes 7
so you get to choose 1.
I take something from him, his life. Every time.
We've made this joke like a gazillion times by now.
I know, but
it's
every funny, time it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
I am going to frighten the opposition because he hates metal. And this is his dreams come real, that Transformers are real and kicking nature's ass.
Transformers coming real.
And kicking nature's ass. That's the important part.
Sure. So I think you like lunge in for the punch.
Yeah.
And I think you I think you see his eyes widen.
Transformers
come,
are real.
As you,
he's terrified.
As you come kind of lumbering towards him in this janky ass, rusted out car.
Yeah.
And I think he brings up an arm like to block. And you hit and like you like knock him back and you see like his feet like creating these huge gouges in the ground. And then the car just comes apart. And you're left there kind of at his feet. He's going to like rear up on one of his legs and try to bring the other one down to smash you.
Now, question.
Yeah.
Is the tree he's wrapped himself in still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, are his pants...
So the answer is no, because I kind of imagine like his upper torso coming up out of the tree, basically.
Oh, you foiled me. You foiled the oldest trick in the book. Hey, I'm just going to roll to get the fuck out of the way. Can I do that? I don't know.
Sure. How about you defend yourself?
Mm-hmm. I got to do this is plus savior, which is my worst skill, I'm pretty sure. Ooh, that is... Oh, it's a zero on saviors. That's what... Wait, do I have... I can defend someone, not myself. So that is actually going to be a flat 9, baby.
A flat 9.
Yeah.
So you choose one from the list, and then you either expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
What?
So what are my options again?
there's the list. You choose one of those three.
Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna add a team to the pool. I'm getting us there, boys.
All right. Team point goes from 0 to 1.
I've done it.
You did it.
You guys are mad at me for losing team points, but I got them back.
Yeah. So now you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
What does escalating the situation generally entail? I feel like I've never defended myself, so I'm like, what's going on?
I think escalate the situation in this context means that you're going to direct the danger elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to escalate the situation.
I had a feeling that you might do that.
Yeah, exposing myself, not something I do often, so... Please keep all that dead air, but after I said that.
I wasn't even listening to you. I was just thinking about what I'm doing next.
Oh.
Otherwise, I might have said something. I apologize. Fair enough. Okay. I think he's just going to, like, pick up the remains of the car and, like, you roll out of the way and he misses, and then he's going to pick up the remains of the car and basically, like, kind of throw them in the direction of the rest of the group. What do you guys do? Either one of you can act here.
Yeah. Can you? So I have a pretty good idea of what's going on in Paul's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Can you explain the rest of the battlefield, the arena, as it were?
Sure. I just kind of imagine you guys kind of blazing a trail through the streets, which are just overgrown with brush and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you guys can see the buildings on either side of the road and stuff, but they're very green, covered in all of this overgrowth. And then you can see lumps and stuff that are cars, lots of other junk.
And then all the villains present are
there's Primeval and there's Viper, who is coiled up right now, kind of like in like a crouched position, ready to strike, but hasn't thrown herself at anybody just yet.
Wonderful. What I want to do is waterbender style, basically. This man has thrown the car at me. I want to kind of wrap it and then throw it at Viper.
Let's do, like, I think I'm going to start with a defend roll to stop all the projectiles.
You know, that seems fair. I don't like it, but it does seem fair.
I didn't think that you would.
Well, good. He did it. A defend roll, even though he just said what it was, is a savior just for anyone who's not on the ball, like me. Okay, so explain to me how team point. We just added something to the team pool. Because I rolled a 6, so I'm thinking I want to use a team pool point.
Yeah, so.
Drew, I just got us this team point. You're going to squander it just like that.
Yeah, so you can immediately spend it.
And that just gives me that +1 bump to a 7.
Yeah, so you can spend a team selfishly. Mm. So basically the idea is that if you're isolated, you can spend the team on yourself. But there's other stuff that happens. Otherwise, another one of your team members uses the point to boost your roll.
So someone has to use it for me to boost my roll?
That's correct. In this case, that would most likely be Harvey, but Harvey could choose not to.
No, I don't want to get hit with the big rusty car. I will choose to give that point to Drew.
Sure. And what does that look like? How do you help?
So the car is like coming apart in the air.
Basically, yeah.
And I noticed that one part of the car has accelerated faster than the others and is coming for Max's dome piece, which would hinder him saving all of our butts.
Naturally.
So I grabbed that rogue piece so that he can concentrate on stopping the whole shebang and doing what he needs to.
That's interesting. Okay, sure. So, yeah, you basically intercept a flying... I'm sorry, what was that, Drew?
No, I was just going to say, you know, I appreciate you grabbing hold of that muffler. I did not see it, so that definitely helps.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it because it's so quiet and secretive.
Harvey intercepts one of the pieces, and then Max manages to catch the rest and try to fling it around. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I imagine, like you said, the water bending, kind of circular motion and redirect it.
Yeah.
So I guess give me a directly engage a threat as a follow-up thing.
Okay. So really quick though. So I pass the defend. So I do stuff.
You still get the one. You choose one from that list regardless. Yeah.
All right. I would like to add a team to the pool.
Sure. So you guys are up to two. Or I guess you're back to one. Sorry.
I spent it just to get it right back. So then I'm going to directly engage a threat. Which, as we all know, uses danger. And
what's that danger?
I hit a 7 on the dot. 5 plus 2, yep, 7. Because my label is up there.
Okay, so you get to choose one.
I'm going to create an opportunity for Harvey.
What does that look like?
Yeah, so as we've said a few times now, it's definitely this waterbending style. It gets... wraps around us and then gets launched back toward Viper. Viper looks up and sees, like, oh fuck, there's this huge car, sans the muffler, flying at me. And she doesn't notice Harvey charging directly toward me because it's huge.
I just kind of imagine that, like, they're just like, she's just like zipping around, dodging all of these pieces, but she's not really making any like forward or backward progress. It's mostly like side to side. And so she's kind of roughly in the same area when Harvey gets there.
Yeah. All right. So as she dodges, I'll jump up next to her and kick her into the nearest fucking 7-Eleven or the remnants of one at least.
All right. Roll me a direct engage with that.
So I would like to point out between 1928 and 1946, it was named Totem, not 7-Eleven.
All right, I got a 10. Hold on, let me see. Yeah.
Sure, so you get to choose two.
Totem, that's such a cooler name.
I would like to impress or frighten our enemies, and then also create an opportunity for... my allies.
Is the opportunity included in the trying to kick her into the totem down the street or whatever?
So
glad we're calling
my idea. Totem.
Why not?
What do you think?
My idea for the opportunity was that Primeval would be so shocked that we were able to, you know, work efficiently as a team for once. And
we're kind of crushing it right now.
Yeah, and like crush his teammate so that if anyone, aka Lily, wants to wreck his shit, then, you know, he'd be just distracted enough for a good hit.
Sure. So you knock her out of the way and she disappears from sight into the storefront. I think maybe Primeval has been like looking around trying to find Paul at this point, and he's turned his attention back to you guys. He kind of takes like a defensive posture, like arms up to block his person. Also, I want to take a second and say that Lily's going to fly up and try to kind of control things from above. That's kind of her typical role, as it were. The grifter has disappeared. He's nowhere to be seen. And Aaron is lying on the ground nearby, and his hands are behind his head to shield his skull. I think basically what's going to happen here is, so Colin kind of created an opportunity for Paul here. And so basically Primeval has kind of turned his attention away from smushing you under his tree feet. And so I guess my question is, what are you doing? You've gotten kind of a second to do something.
Is there any old, like, okay, how close to the water are we, I should say?
You can hear the ocean, but you...
We're not, like, by a dock by any means, right?
No, I'm just trying not to assess really,
what items are around me. Okay. Is there, like, a manhole cover when his feet are nearby? I want him to fall into a manhole. I think that'd be really funny.
That's an interesting idea. You could certainly try something like
style that. That shit.
Sure. That could be a fun idea. So he's like kind of moving around, shifting, sizing you guys up, and you're gonna try and like possess a manhole cover and move it out of the way.
Yeah, and pray to God someone notices I'm shimmying the manhole, and then kind of like just do the we tabletop him and we just fucking shove him over and just
okay. So you're trying to set them up for that. So. Sure. So I want you to do an unleash your powers, and then if you succeed, then we can talk about one of them following up on and trying to
make it happen. That's an 11. Feels pretty successful cool. to me.
So you succeed. Just tell me what that looks like.
I just get to say what they do.
You can kind of narrate what happens up to the point where one of your companions would act.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna get in like a very sizable manhole. Okay, I'm gonna
I'm just, you're very concerned with it being very big. You want that large diameter manhole, as it were.
You look, get in, yeah, the manhole.
Look, if it's too tight, you know, we're gonna have problems. So yeah, I'm gonna get in the manhole and gotta get in the manhole and
gonna uncover that manhole.
I'm going to shimmy it loose, basically, and then I'm going to kind of like as the act of shimmying, it's going to kind of like, I'm going to get the, because again, I can manipulate the objects. I'm going to be like kind of on the, get on its side, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, the
like
rim the, of
kinda,
it, yeah.
Like, yeah, like the rim, yeah, like the rim, like on a penny. I'm going to kind of roll and kind of just, again, set up for a tabletop behind, like I'm going to roll up behind him. And just set up behind his knees so that someone can just, like a Harvey or a Max, can just drop kick him into the tabletop that is now me and have him fall in a manhole.
That's interesting. I hate to reference this movie because I really don't like it, but it makes me think of Rubber. And you're just a manhole cover rolling around.
Oh, like with the tire. I forgot about that movie, dude.
Great movie.
I was like, when
great
Netflix
movie.
Was kind of early, and people like, have you seen this crazy movie on Netflix? Anyways,
sure. So, I think maybe, hold on. Let me read one move real quick before. I'm trying to decide if I should have Drew roll anything for that purpose or Harvey.
What
did you have a specific person in mind to follow up on that, Alex? Or?
Not really. You know what? How about Lily follows up on it and like actually curries favor with me for once? That could be nice for her.
So I think like Lily comes like careening down, and she's just going to like blast him with this this vortex of wind and push him back. And I think he like, you said you're trying to like table him. I'm not 100% sure if that's going to work.
Okay,
he's like so big, and you're a single manhole cover.
I'm gonna get like, I'm gonna position where his next foot's gonna drop, so he slips on it banana peel style.
He steps on the manhole cover, which slides across the brush that's grown on the street.
Sick.
And he's like, whoa!
Whoa! He's fucking absolute Looney Tunes mode.
And he basically does a split, and I feel like the actual manhole itself is not super relevant to it, but maybe... maybe he actually like stumbles into it, and one of his like tree legs kind of falls into it. So he's in kind of a vulnerable position.
He's stuck. He's stuck in the manhole.
He's stuck in the manhole.
Yeah.
I think I want to put this in Max's corner right now. What are you doing? I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely have to, like, you know, be a stepbrother here and help him out. How do I get this?
Head into the shovel.
How are you stuck in the dishwasher? Yeah, so basically what I want to do here is, and I don't know why, I'm just on like a real Avatar kick today. So there's this scene where Aang creates this little like tornado funnel, and they like load coal into it, and it like shoots out kind of Gatlin style. Basically, all the just like trash and detritus and all the shit on the ground, I just want to start picking up and yeeting at him machine gun style.
Yeah, there's like bricks from the building that he busted out of and stuff. There's all sorts of debris laying around. So
basically, I'm just gonna. Oh man, this took a really dark turn. I was like, he's basically stuck in the hole, and I'm just like stoning him. But that is what's happening. Thank you, Colin. So yeah, I launch like 30 bricks at him.
Okay, give me a directly engaged threat.
Oh, I'm great at these. It's my best roll. Roll. 4 + 1 = 5, plus my 2 = 7.
Cutting it close, my friend.
I rolled 5 twice in a row.
Sure, so you can mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
You go ahead and tell me how him getting pelted with bricks is unstable or temporary.
Sure. So I think he has his arms up, trying to block them, and you see him like slip through the body of the tree,
mm-hmm.
And now the body of the tree is sitting there, and like you're like shredding it with all this debris, but the body is stiff.
Good, good. I'm doing my part.
Okay, thank you.
I let everyone know he's dead, and we just have to focus on Viper now.
Yes, I killed him.
Doesn't have the usual weight of when you panic from killing someone. You're like, he's dead.
We've gotten, well, maybe not we, but I've gotten used to murder.
Sorry.
Weren't you just being like, hey guys, there's no blood on my hands, but you guys are going straight to hell.
That does sound correct.
No, I just wanted to make sure Colin knows he killed somebody. I've killed people. I've, don't quote me on this, but, you know, I've sucked the life out of them. They've died, so.
Or been hospitalized. So, Harvey, what are you doing here?
It's amazing.
I'm, after fucking nailing Viper through that, are we calling it a 7-Eleven or a totem?
I like calling it the totem now, because I think that's kind of a fun fact.
So I kicked her through the totem. Lily has beat the shit out of Primeval before, and I think she can handle Paul if needed. So I'm going after Viper.
Yeah, she can.
I want to capture her. And try and interrogate her. So I'm diving into the 7-Eleven to try totem. And finish this. The fucking, god damn it. Diving into the totem to see if I can finish this.
How was this spelled, by the way?
TOTE'M.
Okay, so it's like tote.
Tote to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear on your little comm, Lily's like, you see that girl Paul said he slept with?
Sorry. He said this is that girl?
The long black braid.
Jordan had a visceral reaction to her showing up when Austin fucking set the setting, and I was like, oh, great. And like, so far you guys didn't catch it, so Austin said, I'm going to force it.
No, I caught it. I just, you know.
You're like, how's it come up in casual conversation? Yeah, so, Colin, I want you to give me an assess the situation.
All right. What do I got to do for that?
Roll plus superior.
Superior. Okay. So I'm assessing the situation, right?
That's right.
Okay. So I rolled a 6. I have plus 3 to superior, which makes it a 9. But yeah. I'm also feeling guilty, which gives me a minus 2 to assess the situation, which puts it at a 7.
Do you have a plus 3 superior? That sounds crazy.
Okay, so I have 3 danger,
yeah,
negative 1 freak, 3 savior, 0... Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm
zero
adding
superior.
The wrong thing. I have 0 yeah. superior. Okay, I'm not dyslexic.
I was like, how the fuck does he have 3 superior? Oh my god.
Okay, that makes it a 4 then. I'm not dyslexic. Everybody would have made that mistake. Why are there 2 S words above and below one another? That's ridiculous. Anyways, that's a 4. I fail.
Wait till he finds out in the dictionary.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of S
what
words.
What is that?
Okay, so no. you don't get to ask any questions, which is unfortunate. That's the most fun part of his situation. So
he really wanted you to ask about.
Yeah, he really wanted to be like, did you fuck this minor? And she'd be like, what?
That's not it at all. That's not something that I would probably, well, there's a scenario where I might let you ask that, but I don't think this is the situation for it. Sure. So, mark a potential, mark a condition.
Oh, shit. I am angry now because we were fucking killing it. And, you know, Paul was only gone for a day, but since he betrayed us, I want to show him, like, You wanted to hang out with these losers, and we're gonna kick their ass so easy.
I learned a lot in my time out. That's why you were doing so well, first of all.
Yeah. So I'm just really frustrated at how the situation is kind of going.
Sure. So yeah, you run over to the totem, and you see all the debris. Everything is just in disarray, but you don't see her in here. So what I think kind of happens is while you're over there, you're not in a position to potentially help when something happens. So what's going to happen is basically I imagine this is kind of cinematic moment where Viper runs up the side of a building and like basically you see all this debris getting thrown about and she's going to like jump, like throw herself sideways away from the building in a very like acrobatic move. And basically tackle Lily out of the air. And the two of them go spin and crash into the ground. Spin. And Viper is there standing over Lily. And her arms are like, or her arm is pulled back to strike.
Do I see this?
Probably. Last I checked, you were inside of a manhole cover, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of the manhole cover. Is there like a piece of they crash into a building, we said?
No. They come crashing down into the ground at the street level.
Is there any like, I don't know, like rusty rebar nearby I can stab her with? Or like preferably through the head or mouth to stop her from talking.
I was gonna say, Paul, if you want, we can do a little bit of a team move here. The good old Naruto Sasuke. I launch the manhole cover at Viper, and then you can either, you know, I don't know if you can steer yourself in the air or whatever, or you can hop out or whatever you
want
to do.
Can I want to like steer it into her teeth, mashing them all out. When she's got a mouthful of disc, I want to expand back into human form and then just... Yeah, actually, I'm steering into her teeth.
While I'm inside her mouth, I expand back into human form.
And then her head just explodes. Not no more talking out of her.
She'll ever. Never be able to explain.
She'll never be able to say shit. Yeah, no, anyways, I'm at the very least going for her teeth with the mandible.
Well, if she can't deny it, then it happened.
Exactly. It's about the implication.
Jesus Christ.
The implication.
I hate this. No, Matt, you come out of it and you riot it like Static Shock. I do kind of like the team move idea. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think what I want is, and Drew's going to love this. I think what I want to do is directly engage a threat where the person who suffers the consequences for your failure is Alex instead of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easiest role of my life. All right. We've rolled fives all night. Let's see it again.
Drew,
all right. Plus one. That's a five. Plus two. Seven. We did it. Easiest role
Jesus
of my
Christ.
Life.
Hold on. I put a team point on the
Wait, did we squander the one I got back?
Oh, wait, did you get one back?
Yeah, when I used
we don't need it though. Seven's a pass.
Yeah,
kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah. Going from 7 to 8 does nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we could take something from her, such as her teeth.
Teeth.
All right. It's probably wild to think this, but I'm going to create an opportunity for Paul, as I yeet him in the manhole cover toward
going
the biker.
Straight for the teeth.
Sure. Well, so that's the option you're choosing.
Going straight for the teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
He's like, she turns and goes, "Oh, the boy I didn't sleep with, just to beat me right before." Lawson's prepping to do right now.
No, I would never do that.
No,
I would never do that. Not in a million years.
That's so funny.
You can't just accuse me of stuff like that.
Sure I can.
She turns. Boy, I didn't sleep. That's how I address people.
So I do with most of my reports. Well. I mean, finished. I'm not going to finish the thought. Oh, fuck.
I think she, zips out of the way. And, Paul, you come out of the manhole cover over by
she
where...
She says.
No, I'm not doing that. At least not yet. And you have kind of saved Lily. I think Lily extends a hand to you. Oh.
Spit on her. No. Get up.
That's not what I expected.
I might honestly still see. I'm still saying get up. Not spitting, but come on, get up.
I spit on her.
And she says, "Fine." And Lily pulls herself up out of the kind of impact crater that they had down here on the ground.
Yeah. Fine.
Well, fine. Thank you, I guess.
Yeah. Whatever.
You can see that Viper has readjusted her plan here, and you can
see. Does
she
have shoelaces?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. What are they? Velcro?
Oh yeah. No.
I put two of the Velcro straps together.
Oh no! My weakness, Velcro. No, I think that Viper has scooped up Aaron.
No.
And she's got him around the neck, and she's got her arm kind of pointed kind of like a dagger at his neck.
God, Aaron is the king of being liability. I love the guy, but God bless. Ugh.
I think my question's going to be probably pointed at Max, because I think maybe it being Aaron is relevant here.
Yeah.
What do you do?
All right. I think back to the beginning of this episode when you're like, when we talk about you dunking on Aaron, you said, no, not yet. Really. Really coming
And how I wanted it to maybe be your fault.
Whoa. I didn't do anything.
But yeah, I think Viper, like, through her helmet, you can hear her voice. It's kind of muffled. She's like, stand down. Or he gets it.
I stand up.
Oh. I'm thinking...
Paul's full attention.
Is the helmet, like, a full helmet?
Yeah, I described it as, like, a Power Rangers-style helmet.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of just, like, crushing the helmet.
Oh, God. Wild.
So she's got a dagger at his throat, right?
Not an actual dagger, just her hand, basically.
Does she have like dagger like hands? Is that her power? I haven't actually fought with her really, except throwing shit at her.
Her power is mostly super speed, actually.
So I mean, my plan here is to do what you see in most superhero movies, where I reluctantly kind of stand down for a minute to let the bad guy tell us the plan and where the entrance is. And then when their guard is down, I and break Aaron out.
Okay. She doesn't monologue.
What? Why not? Doesn't she know her part?
She's not playing by the rules.
Did she forget the lines?
She didn't read the script.
I call out to her. Oi.
Oi.
Do you, what's going on? Why are you here? Also, did you ever hang out with my boy, Paul? He's been bragging about it a lot.
We're here to stop you. What? Paul?
Yeah, you and Paul hooked up, right?
Hey, baby.
Absolutely fucking not.
Oh, you wish you could forget. You wish.
You didn't miss a word to me.
I'm going to go ahead and look, it was all animalistic passion. I know, there wasn't a lot of talking. And I'm going to, when you mislead, distract, or trick someone, roll superior on a hit they are fooled for at least a moment.
Yeah, sure, roll
I'm
superior.
I'm tricking everybody, baby, so I'm going to roll plus superior on this.
Yeah.
Fuck! Let's go. I use a team point.
What would the team
Oh, wait, hold on. No, I'm kidding.
I wanted it to be like a four.
Okay. Thank God my superior is plus three because I rolled a four. Plus three, that makes seven. Ayo.
Okay, so what happens on a mixed success
for you? I choose two. I get an opportunity. I expose a weakness or flaw. I confuse them for some time or I avoid further entanglement.
You choose two even on a mix? And
on a seven and nine, choose two.
Okay, cool. So which two?
I'm going to confuse them for some time.
Done.
I'm gonna get an opportunity to bash her teeth in.
You're really set on the teeth.
Look, you can't speak about them things, all right?
She's already publicly denied it. So
that's fine.
You don't need to silence this woman.
Somebody did not get the message from the Barbie movie.
Yeah, that Ken made a lot of good points. What are you talking about? Look, Mojo Dojo Casa House did genuinely look very pleasant to be in. Yeah, I'm going to get an opportunity to get into her glove, and I'm going to decapitate her with her own hand, like she was thinking of doing. Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and expose a weakness or flaw instead, and then confuse them for some time.
What's the weakness or flaw? You think
that she is really confused?
So you just picked confused twice?
No, I know. I'm kidding. No, I'm gonna. She's.
You picked gaslight.
Okay. What do I? As far, how does the opportunity look if I do that? Like, I don't understand how this works.
Use your imagination, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get an opportunity then to just unleash my powers and just like snake her. I'm gonna snake her with her own hand.
Dude.
Christ, that's, you know, my double, my innuendo slash accidental double entendre all day has been really something.
Okay, so you are possessing her glove.
Yes, that you can't kill our boy Aaron. I am not letting Paul. Aaron has had enough harm come his way. I am tired of it.
Okay, so she is, she's befuddled by this line of questioning. You're in her glove.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is immediately like looking to see where you've gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in her glove.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I decapitate her with her own hand. I'm going to start choking her to death with her own hand. Can I do that?
I'm in love with you. I don't know if this makes any fucking sense. I'm thinking about like how the decapitation works, right? Well, and it's not the glove that
it's
does
the power.
It.
So, yeah, so I'm going to start choking her to death then. It's that simple.
Sure.
With her own hand.
Okay. You know what? Fair enough. You start trying to fight against her, basically. Mm-hmm. Trying to wrest control of her own hand.
Yeah, it's a real hand job.
And I think Aaron's able to, like, slip out.
Awesome.
And so he is just, like, stumbling, trying to get out of the street, basically. And I think she's just going to, like, rip her glove off.
Can someone help me out here while I'm... doing this?
Yeah, Harvey comes out of the totem at the sound of commotion.
All right. So Aaron's managed to slip away, you said?
Yeah, he's out of her grasp and he's trying to get out of the middle of the melee, as it were.
And so she's kind of doing like the fight your own fist bit.
She was doing that, and I think she's just like ripped her glove off at this point, but she's not like focused on you specifically or anything like that. She's definitely trying to get the glove off of her or whatever. I think she's going to try and like just huck it.
Okay. I'm going to, while she's distracted, can I like pick up a chunk of debris and then like run up and try and smash her with it?
Sure, that seems cool. Let's do directly engage a threat. And I'm going to give you like a circumstantial plus one from the distraction that Paul has created. The opportunity, as it were.
Oh, that's pretty good. And you said you gave me an extra plus one?
Yeah, I'll just give you a plus one just for Paul's thing.
That makes it a 10. I rolled a 6. I have plus 3 to danger. Plus your very generous one.
Nice. So you choose 2 then?
Yes. I would like to impress, surprise, or frighten her. And then also create an opportunity for my allies. So she was acting really weird. When women are acting weird, it's usually Paul's fault. So I'm assuming he has something to do with this. So like, I'm gonna like pick up what's left of like his stop sign and all the concrete is at the end of it.
Go for the teeth.
And I'm gonna try and go over the top and hit her with it. But I know she's so fast. Even if I hit her, might not get her all the way. Still need to give Max and Paul that opening. To finish this, to fucking very gently put her to sleep, not fucking knock the shit out of her. But yeah, just.
I think she like tries to zip out of the way. And I think you get like just kind of like a glancing blow on her, and she like grabs a hold of her side. I think she's like, "Hey, get back here! I need a hand."
To me?
No. Behind you, Harvey, you hear the sound of the road splitting open. And you see a big plant-like hand come out, and then another one. And then Primeval lifts himself up out of the a hole in the street.
That's kind of sick.
With a new plant-based body. Max and Paul, what are you guys doing? You guys have an opportunity to follow up on the opportunity that Harvey created, or you guys can try to maybe give Harvey a hand. I don't know what your plan is from here.
I want to clarify. Aaron is safe.
He is like hiding behind some overgrown object. You don't even know what it is.
Okay, that's. I just want to make sure he's not.
He's not directly in the line of fire, but if someone really wanted to get at him, they probably could.
To clarify, is the grifter here with us?
I think I mentioned earlier, he's turned invisible. You guys don't see him.
He's plotting something. He's going to get us out of this. All of a sudden, we see an object, like a rock slowly levitating over fucking Cobra's head.
Oh, man, it's a small object.
Sorry, so he just came out of a, like, he just popped out of a hole in the ground, correct?
Yeah, he made a hole.
He made his own manhole.
As it were, yeah. And now he's covered in some potentially stinky baseline.
Max, what do you got?
I'm going to... You've given me some inspiration here, Austin. You said it earlier, and I just can't get it out of my head. I'm going to look around, and I see there's this, like, this road sign to my right. And I'm gonna pull it over to me. And hop on top of it and start to float.
Yes,
Static Shock style.
And I look down and I see the sign and it says road work ahead. And I'm like, I sure hope it do as I go flying into battle here on my road sign. My goal is to grab Mr. Prime Evil. Did you know that's like a double entendre, both Prime Evil, kind of like, you know, ancient and earthy, and like the one evil. It's really good naming. Whoever came up with that.
Double entendre implies sexual, does it not?
I'm not 100% sure. I know it at least means double meaning, but
I thought double entendre. Yeah, I thought it was just. I thought like an innuendo was the sexy one.
Okay, one of which is usually risque or indecent for the definition, anyways,
but not inherently.
Yeah. I was like really curious if you about to, because I might not assume the sexual is like, there's a sex element.
That too. I mean, have you seen this man? But anyway, my goal here is to ride my sign into victory, and then grab him and start just draining it, you know, full on draining this man in the middle of the San Fran streets.
Okay. Sure. So that is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Now the sign's not in good shape.
That makes a lot of sense.
Rusted over, it's got holes in it, but it does look cool.
Good.
So we'll just see how that goes. I think I want you to directly gauge a threat in this scenario.
Whoa, I've done a few of those, and I've rolled five, using a 4 and a 1 every time. I'm going to roll, and if it happens again, I'm going to screen cap it. Okay, it was a 4 at first, and then it was another 4, so I got a 10. Do I get anything special if I go super high?
On a 10 plus, you just get to choose an extra one.
Okay. I am going to resist or avoid their blows while also just taking their life. It's just so funny. I want to do this while surprising them. I want them to have not expected the frail, bookish looking guy to have basically come into direct conflict with him.
Sure. So, like, he's in kind of a new big plant armor or whatever, right? So, like, what does it actually look like when you make contact with him?
I'm so glad you said this, because I love this idea of he's like, haha, you can't stop me in my full plant armor, and then I just start a sucking, and we see the plant it starts to wilt, it starts to decay. All the leafy greenness immediately starts to crumble away. And in my head, I'm doing this until I get to the meaty parts inside, which are him. And, you know, I don't think, you know, it can be whatever it was. But I kind of like the idea of he's, like, so used to being in his plant armor at all time that that's kind of become a shield for him. So the second I'm ripping it away, it's kind of freaky to him, you know? So that's what I do.
Sure. I think that like he's like bringing up more plants to try and block, And I think you just like get more and more energy from it. And he's just going to like cut off himself from that energy and try to put some space between you and him, which puts him away from Harvey as well. I think he's like, you're an abomination. And he's going to like, I think he's just going to like dive back into the hole he came back out of.
Oh, I just want to double check that he didn't just activate my trap card by saying that.
You have the move from the transformed.
I'm trying to get back to their page though, and I forget how to get there.
Diving back into the hole he was birthed from, Freud is celebrating in his grave.
When you frighten, intimidate, or cow others, roll plus freak. On a hit, they're thrown off and make themselves even more vulnerable to you. I don't know. This, it's technically a move that says when you frighten, intimidate, or cow someone, but him just saying that made me think, like, oh, you've activated my trap card.
It kind of works. Maybe we can alter to let you use that move, because I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Because this is kind of why I took it, is if when I was doing my creepy power a bit, someone like freaked out.
Sure. We'll do this. Go ahead and roll for me.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled a 5. What's my freak? +3, baby. So yeah, we're good there. Choose 2. Or no, it's on a 10 plus. Choose 1. On a 10 plus, choose 1. Like 7 or 9, choose 2.
Oh, so it's a downside?
There's upside and downside. Okay, okay, sure. So there is... oh, yeah. So the upside is they're thrown off and they have become vulnerable to me and the team. That's the upside. That's what the bonus we get. So they're... I don't know how you'll make them vulnerable as they are running away, but that's what we gain. What I lose is I either frighten someone I did not intend to scare, I hurt someone or break something I shouldn't, or I feel like a monster afterward, marking a condition. I will frighten someone that I did not intend to, and I will hurt or break something I shouldn't.
So you do both of those things? You frighten someone and break something or hurt someone?
Yeah. So if... The upside is I make the person vulnerable, so it's supposed to be like we get a bonus to when we fight them now. But the downside is because I'm a monster, I also do other bad things.
Okay, so here's kind of how I think I want to do it. So in regards to vulnerability, I think I want to have him just flee the battle a condition early. Instead of waiting for one more condition, he's just going to fucking bounce.
Nice. I did it, team. I killed a bad guy. By sucking.
Now, that said...
nice suck.
Do any of you guys feel like you might be frightened by that, or should I get to choose that myself?
I'll let you choose.
Are you guys afraid of how good I sucked him?
It was...
I could crazy. Never be fearful of the suck.
I feel like maybe you should be, because that's something that you're actually susceptible to.
No. Okay. Uh-uh.
No, I think
I'd probably be scared of it. I like we had that moment like 24 hours ago in the prison where he like lost himself sucking off those prison guards, and it's like I'm not super thrilled to see my homie lose himself when he does this suck thing. Scares me. Spooky. Yeah. Spooky suck.
maybe this is too elaborate, okay? But I think the person or thing that you break
yourself
is Aaron.
You son of a bitch. You absolute son of a bitch. After
we should have just left him with Viper, man. I told you the only way to avoid guilt and responsibility is to choose not to act.
You win some, you lose some.
So like, in my head, and maybe this is kind of goofy, but in my head, what I think is that, like, in the melee there, basically, Primeval, like, knocks the sign aside, and it, like, spins and bounces, and it, like, basically slices Aaron up good. So you see, like, over on the side, like, Aaron yelps, and he's, like, lying down on his side, and you can see blood seeping through his clothes.
Nobody's nerfing.
And I think Viper is just like, fine, I'll take care of it myself. I think she's just going to launch herself at. Actually, Paul, have you come out of the glove? Are you still in the glove? What's going on with you? I know you're incentivized to say you're still in the glove in this moment, but.
I would have gotten out of the glove because that's not happening. I was going to do something. Yeah, I'm out of the glove.
All right, cool. Yeah, she's going to launch herself at you.
Oh, yeah, classic. She's in her womanly.
How do you think you would
passion?
How do you think you would respond to that?
Make out with her big time. It's a show.
At super speed.
Ooh. That I'm cool and get with women.
Mm-hmm.
With arms wide open. So she's coming at me like,
yeah,
yes.
I mean, you can barely see it. You just have like a split second to react.
Oh, Paul's not lasting very long. Typical.
No,
I'm first of all, there's nothing wrong with being first in a race. So
the girl might disagree with that, but yeah.
Look, I'm getting gold medals every time. You know?
Just tell her get good.
I'm beating the ghost car every time, boy.
Exactly. Well, this is a sex speed run.
Are you? And then when you're done, you go, "Oh shit, we fucked up. Let's do it again." And just hit the restart button.
Summoning salt video. That all changed when Alex entered the scene with a .1. oh man, I'm struggling. What's the likelihood that when she gets right up in my face, I can react to something like a helmet, perchance?
That's what we'll find out with your roll.
All right, okay. I'm gonna get in that helmet, give her my helmet.
So I think I want this to be a defend roll again. Okay, you're trying to save yourself from imminent danger.
Aced it last time. Easy peasy Ace McGee over here. No. That's a 3.
It's a 3.
It's a 3.
Okay. Mark a condition, mark potential.
It has been a miss. I mark potential.
Wow.
I'll go with afraid because I'm about to get my shit slapped in.
Yeah. So what I want you to
by
do
by a woman at that too.
Yeah. What's so what up? I want you to do is take a powerful blow.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So roll plus your conditions.
Let's get a 3 again. Let's roll a 3 again, Alex.
Did you roll good?
Plus conditions. I just like so. If I had 3 conditions, I had 3. Yeah,
that's right.
So 14's probably.
Oh my god. Yeah. So you choose one from the worst list.
I would say it's the second best.
Or you can choose 2 from the less bad.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a way I can lose control. My powers are terrible, and I don't think that's really a thing I can do. So that's losing control of myself would be like, at best, coming in my pants, so we're not going to do that.
She tries to kill me. I nut instantly.
A girl touches me, I just cum my pants. It would be very thematically fitting and funny, but not doing it. Okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and
yes,
I'm going to choose lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, and I'm also gonna give ground. Your opposition gets an opportunity. So yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and say like, Harvey, hit this woman, and then I guess whatever the opportunity is, she's deranged, bro. She's so scorned. You gotta get her.
What?
She's so upset because I dumped her. I pumped and dumped, and she's fucking pissed.
Yeah. So. So
I dumped and pumped, and she's pissed. She's freaking pissed. She's so fucking pissed.
Well, I was gonna say that what I think she does is kind of her signature move.
Goes for my teeth.
No. I think maybe you're able to get out of the way a little bit, but basically, okay. She's going to like stab into your torso with her hand and just and puts a hole into your side.
Ow. Okay.
And I think her follow up is that she's bringing her other arm to do it again. Another nasty blow.
As I'm telling the boys, I'm like, bro, I pumped and dumped and she's fucking pissed, dude.
Help. The context of that is so funny. Like, I would let you penetrate me. I do the penetrating.
Paul got pegged in San Francisco.
Hell yeah.
Fucking typical.
Title of the episode.
If you're gonna get pegged in San Francisco. If she's about to peg Paul again, I'd love to dive in the way and defend my ally, Paul.
Sure. So give me a defend roll.
Ricky Dirks. Mm-hmm. What do I add to defend? Savior. I feel like I'm pretty good at Savior.
7 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
Mm.
So I got, I rolled a 4. I have a +3 to Savior. Let's make sure I don't have any conditions that affect defend.
That affect your depends?
Yeah. My depends are secure.
That's great.
My depends defend me from shitting my pants.
That makes sense.
Depends are stuck on me.
I don't love that.
But yeah, I'd love to throw myself between Paul and his scorned lover.
Thank you.
Paul. Polly boy.
Okay, cool. So you're successful. What option are you choosing?
I will add to the team pool because I'm jumping in to help the homie, the ex-homie, the
still homie. Homie. Still a homie. Still a homie.
Yeah. And you basically separate them and you hear kind of a wet like when her arm comes out of Paul's side.
She's giving me that wet schlorp. Ayo.
Schlorp.
And I thought Max did the sucking.
Great. So you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation, Hardy?
Escalate. No, I want to expose myself to danger. Always.
Sure. Yeah, she like... you can tell that like her body is like coiling up to strike. This time at you. Max, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to just sorry, I'm trying to think of another thing. I really wanted to be the one to defend Paul.
Oh, well.
Because I had a
thing. You should just tell Colin to shut up and jump to the front of the line.
No. He had a cool thing going on. You know, I just had nothing else. So instead, what's going to happen is I'm going to. Have I ever touched Viper before?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, I'm going to remedy that. I'm going to basically jog up to her, just casual,
a brisk jog.
I'm going to jog up to the speedster.
Yeah. Is she running around right now, or is she just about to punch?
She's about to spring forward at Harvey.
Perfect. What I want to do is tackle her mid-jump, mid-spring.
Oh, I wanted to say something, and I totally forgot about it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this changes how you want to flavor what you do.
Oh, sure.
But I kind of imagine that after you do some suckening from Primeval, like when you like move your arms and stuff, you see like the brush and plant life around you on the ground like move with you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely what it is. My jog, it's still a jog, but we see like creeper vines start to set. She's like coiling ready to strike, but she doesn't see the creeper vines start to wrap around her legs. This is the really only reason that I'm able to catch up to her, is her being held in place by these vines. Only for a moment, but it's long enough for me to get a hand sucking in there.
I'm not sure whether that should be directly engage or defend in this scenario.
I agree.
They both make some sense. I think I'm going to go with directly engage because I think Harvey is not in as much mortal danger by comparison.
I am really, really good at doing this. Directly engage with threat. A 3 plus 2 is 5, plus my 2 from danger is a 7.
So many 5s becoming 7.
On a hit, I'm going to resist or avoid her blows. So I basically just want to be jumping. And you know, this is me obviously kind of like throwing myself using my telepathy at her as I see her spring coil about to go off, as it were. As I grab her, I do two things. One, I begin to suck. Two, I implant the memory of Governor Neil pissing himself.
Sure. So I think this basically ends the encounter. So I guess what I want to know is like this kind of takes her out. What does that look like?
This is basically not like a full suck dry, but just until unconsciousness. Because I wasn't kidding. I do want to gain the information from her. So she still needs to be alive for that part. We just might have to tie her up.
Point of clarification. You have sifted through people's memories before when you do this.
Oh, can I do that now? I didn't know if I could implant, suck, and get a memory.
Yeah, I don't mind you doing that.
No, let's get the memory while we're at it. Also, just with us having a speedster on the team, I feel like we know some ways of how to disable said speedsters. So now that I suck super speed, do I have super speed for a little bit?
You'll have to test it out and see.
It was me, Paul. I jacked you up in the touch of a woman.
Oh, yeah. 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 So you see it.
I don't like this.
Yeah. So on that topic, we're going to talk about the memories. Okay.
Yeah.
You look through and you see basically a big elevator down in the depths of Alcatraz that goes down into the actual base. Also, you see in her memories all of her interactions with Paul, which is to say, none. You see them in a room together, and she like looks at him and then looks back and doesn't give him a second thought.
Now, a question. I just want to point out. Does Max get every single memory they've ever had?
Definitely recent memories. That's
going to fall back on. Okay.
The more recent it is, the more clear it is, or the more like formative it is.
Okay, backup excuses loaded already. Then we're good to go.
Right. She crumples to the ground.
Perfect. I look at Paul with a shit-eating grin as I am about to end this man's whole career, as it were.
Thank you.
Seth Pace Jr. is laying in his bed, staring at the ceiling. The walls of his bedroom are covered in posters devoted to cars and racing. The most prominent one is a poster of his dad, not as the hero Bolt, but as the famous NASCAR driver, Seth Pace Sr. Seth is experiencing a storm of emotions. He feels useless. He feels angry and ashamed and hopeless. His friends, the All-Stars, are out there risking their lives, doing everything Seth has spent his life expecting that he would be doing. There has to be something he can do, some way he can contribute. If he only had his powers, even just for a couple of hours, that could be enough to turn the tide. An idea strikes him. He bolts upright in bed. He rushes downstairs and he finds his father's workstation, which is linked up with the network used by the Vanguard. He opens a way. The crackling tunnel of energy appears beside him and he takes a deep breath, steeling himself. There's no turning back from this. Seth steps through and the tunnel winks out of existence. Seth emerges into Paragon Station. The conference chamber is empty. The Vanguard is out investigating the attack in New York. But Seth is not here for them. He navigates the corridors quickly, obviously familiar with the layout of the station, and stops in front of a specific door. The station's laboratory. He opens the door slowly and looks inside. Beverly waits, turns from her work, surprised to have a visitor. Her face lights up with a genuine, unnerving smile. Seth, so good to see you. Please come in. To what do I owe the pleasure? Seth hesitates at the threshold, nods to himself, and enters the spider's web.